Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
It is now at 10 past 5 at the time is, and we're joined on the line by Advocate Bangisi. Machai, kunjani?
Siyaphila nkosi mxasibe, how are you keeping?
Eh, siyaphila, machai, sikabonindo. Kabonindo nonzaba. It's been a minute, as the young people would say.
Yes, sir.
I hope that you've been keeping well.
I have been keeping well. When you last spoke to me, I was very sick. Believe it or not.
I remember that.
I am very alive and kicking. I'm back to my normal self, and I'm jumping like a baby as I work through the courts in and out. So, yeah, I am fine.
Fantastic, fantastic. We're talking about subcontractors' agreements, and a construction contract is an agreement between an employer, the property owner or its authorized agent, and a contractor to construct, repair, modify, renovate, or even demolish something in an agreed time frame for an agreed price and to agreed or acceptable standards. Now, the main agreement is normally signed by both the employer and the contractor. But where does the subcontractor feature in a legally binding agreement between these two parties? And we want to actually get into that this afternoon. So, Advocate, what is a subcontractor agreement? How should we understand it?
It is an agreement between the main contractor and all other people that he decides to engage, that they should come onto the work for which he is employed, and assist in various areas of the work. He may employ somebody to come and do plumbing work. He may employ someone else to come and do tiling work. Mm-hmm. He may employ someone else to remove rubble from the construction site. His own truck, and he pays him for that work. He may employ someone else as a technical person for maybe, you know, managing a particular area in the project. So he can employ virtually anyone whom he deems fit to come to the works and do the work that he wants. Nowadays, in public, in all of them, in both public and private construction work, you find that I can go in that field of construction not even being so skilled in the area. And once I get the job, then I bring in various specialties to assist me, and I manage the whole project being assisted by these subcontractors. So what I do, I sign an agreement with each one of them that the work that this one will do will start here, it will end there. The difference in all of it is that whatever the subcontractor does to the employer who has an agreement with me as the main contractor, whatever the subcontractor does, it still remains that the main contractor is the one who is responsible to the employer, not the subcontractor. Even the payments for the work done by the subcontractor, it is always going to be payment that comes from the main contractor. So you find that if the employer does not pay this particular main contractor, even the subcontractors are likely not to be paid until the main contractor has actually been paid. That's how it always turns out to be. And I don't like to be a subcontractor. It's just a terrible agreement.
But hang on, you know, because the way you are explaining it, it seems that indeed it is a terrible agreement. But hang on, a subcontractor, as you say, is contracted or employed by the main contractor.
So what I then am understanding
is that his payment should not be coming to the employer or the client, but his payment should then be coming from the main contractor, in which case it should not matter, please do correct me, if the main contractor has been paid or not, because I don't have a contract with the client. I've got, only got a contract with the main contractor. So if the contractor comes to me and says to me, I have not been paid, that should not be my problem.
All right. That depends on the terms of the agreement. That's where the snag is. If the payment is the payment terms in the agreement between the main contractor and the subcontractor says for all work done for, say, the removal of rubble, you shall pay me on presentation of the invoice. It doesn't matter. When I present an invoice, being a subcontractor, I expect you as a main contractor to pay me. Mm-hmm. It does not have to be something that is dependent on the payment to me by the employer. But you do find a lot of these subcontract agreements having a clause that says if the subcontractor presents an invoice, it shall be paid within 30 days or maybe 7 days. But that is subject to the fact that the main contractor has actually been paid first. And you do encounter many subcontractors working under that kind of a clause. And that's what makes it terrible sometimes. Mm-hmm. A very good subcontractor will firstly take the agreement and try to say, what is the nature of the work that I am going to do for this main contractor? If his payment is definitely going to be, if the work that I'm going to do is going to be dependent on the fact that he needs to be paid first, then I will be fine with it because I know he will be okay. He will be paid first. And once his invoice has been paid by the main contractor, I know that thereafter I will be paid. Now, the most unfortunate part of it is subcontractors never know when the main contractor has actually been paid. They never know. And they land in all sorts of problems because of the fact that they don't know whether the main contractor has been paid or has not been paid. They are caught in a triangle where they must now go and find out from the employer who may exercise mercy and say, yes, we have paid your main contractor. Please leave us alone, but we have paid him. Or another main employer may just say, I have no agreement with you. Please do not trouble us. We have not engaged with you in this job. Talk to your main contractor, you have an agreement with them. And remember this, employers, most of the time, when they do an agreement with the main contractor, they have what we refer to as a cession clause that provides that you may not cede the works to anybody. And if you want to use subcontractors, you come to us so that we can give permission to you in writing that, yes, you may use a subcontractor in a particular area. So that when we look at it, generally, the employer expects all work to be done by this main contractor, period. All other things are not the business of the main contractor, I mean, of the employer. He knows that he expects work to be performed by this main contractor. He has been given work, and the agreement is just like that. So no subcontractor must come and approach them as the employers of the project of this main contractor. So you need to, as a subcontractor, read the terms of this subcontract agreement mm-hmm. before you go too far signing it, you know? Otherwise, if you're going to sign it without knowing what the terms are, you will be in trouble when payment does not happen.
Mm. Yeah. Now, tell me, in terms of the line of instruction, so the subcontractor now gets to site, gets to do the work, whatever kind of work that they've been subcontracted to do. And, you know, during the normal, walkabout from the employer's side, and they get to meet this guy. Hey, how's it? Who are you? No, I'm so and so. I'm subcontracting here, etc. And the employer then seems to be wanting to say, oops, in actual fact, this does not look like the way I actually wanted it to turn out. Nah, man, this green doesn't look nice. Can you just please make it a little lighter, maybe light green instead? Not this dark green, because it makes the place dull. And they've given in the instruction. Should the subcontractor take that instruction?
Yeah, as I said earlier again, it depends on the agreement. If the agreement is that the main contractor does the work for us and he wants to employ a subcontractor, he must go get permission from this employer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is not good at all for me to walk about trying to look at workmanship. That's what we refer to as.
Mm-hmm.
Look at, check on workmanship. And I want to, and I come with my own inspectors because I'm the employer. I generally speaking, employers will have their own professionals who will inspect on the work. And I come with my own inspectors and I find that something is not done to my satisfaction. The workmanship is very bad. We want to generally give instruction. Now, how it works on the ground, we go to what we call site meetings.
Okay.
And sometimes these site meetings, generally site meetings are once a week, but sometimes they can be on an impromptu basis because we see that, no, something needs to be corrected like immediately. So we will hold and give an instruction to the main contractor that the work that we see some of your people are doing in that area should be done in a particular way.
Mm-hmm.
And we record it in the site book, or we write minutes thereof when we sign it off together with you as the main contractor.
Mm-hmm.
So the subcontractor generally will always find himself sometimes being given an instruction, because subcontractors know who the employer is. And when subcontractors see that the employer is now on site, they will respect the word of this particular employer. But it is always advisable that a subcontractor takes instructions largely, if not only, from the main contractor. If he does take instructions from the employer, it is because they do have an arrangement that this subcontractor, it's fine, he can be on site, and also he will be given instructions. Sometimes they go into a meeting about a particular sphere of work that has to be done. The main contractor pulls the subcontractor into that meeting so that he's able to listen to the instructions and perform according to the instructions given. So it depends on the agreement itself, how you come onto the work at that stage, you know?
But quite interesting. Now, I heard you saying that you don't quite like, being a subcontractor because of the many disadvantages, but I'm sure there should be some positive sides. Are there?
There are always positive sides. The subcontractors, most of the time, are not the ones who get the main job. Mm. That's the first thing. The person who gets the main job, you find that it is a person who is extremely capable. You look at the public work that is done for government and many public entities. A contractor should be registered with the Construction Industry Development Board at a certain level for certain types of works. So you find that in government, for the construction of houses, they will say, we would like to have a contractor who is registered at level 5 or at level 6. And when they say at level 6, we know what kind of a contractor should be if you are registered at level 6. If you are at level 8, you are a very amazing big contractor whom we know can build at speed, but also can provide quality in the work that you do.
Yeah.
And you find contractors like those doing well. But subcontractors, you'll find most of them not really registered at a high level with the Construction Industry Development Board. Mm-hmm. And somehow, for instance, for civil works, you may find a contractor who is definitely not able to perform certain works when it comes to sewer or to water works. And therefore, you would like to have people who have specialized knowledge who can do that job and are registered to do that kind of work. That's why the Construction Industry Development Board is there. It is there to try and evaluate, do you have the capacity?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have enough skills? Do you have the capability to handle that kind of work? If we were to say tomorrow, we want to build a dam in Centurion, we want to have a very good contractor who will come in here, and he must be one who has a vast amount of experience, or someone who wants to build a bridge. If the Gauteng government says we want to build a bridge on the N14 between Krugersdorp and Pretoria,
mm-hmm.
and the bridge needs to be in this fashion and in that fashion with all specifications,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to take a small contractor.
Yeah,
you want
yeah.
to take someone who's capable. Now, I don't like it when you are going to be subcontracting with me, but you are taking chances because you know that I am not skilled in that area, and therefore you can always pay less to me.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
that's what happens. You see, there in George, that accident there in George, this is the area there where I know, and I can tell right now that some people who came who did not some subcontractors employed some individuals who are not capable.
Mm.
Because we don't just employ a subcontractor. We must employ you, but we must check who are the people that are employed by you. What skills do they have, you know? And if they do not have proper skills, there might be trouble at a later stage because you want workmanship to be up to standard. But if you have a main contractor who is a crook in building a house or just a residential building like a mall, and professionals do not provide proper formulation of architectural drawings and actual plans that have been properly approved, they don't cut corners, you know that a contractor who will go in there will be a certain level of a contractor. So subcontractors will have to be monitored strictly as to who is employed to do that job and who should not be employed to do that job. You know?
Yeah. Lastly, Advocate, and very briefly, is it legal to have a sub of a sub?
No. Hey, you know what?
We've seen this many times.
You know what? A contractor, it happens all the time here in the field.
Mm.
And an agreement... let me put it and say, a main contractor may say, subcontract, it's fine, but let me give you permission. Now, if a subcontractor wants to go and subcontract, he will also have to then get permission from from the main contractor, but the main contractor will have to go to the employer. That is terrible. That should not be allowed.
All right, beautiful. Well, Advocate, thank you so much for your time. You did explain it quite succinctly and went into detail, giving us information about the subcontractors agreement and the pros and cons of these types of contracts. Always, always a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Blessings. Thank you.
Sure.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.